Our second feature this week is by Nick Conrad, in which he describes the work of the lifeboat crew around our Norfolk shores. Once again, our reader is Alan Shirley.
While wallowing in the blissful North Sea on Bank Holiday Monday, I was transported back to my youth. Not just the cooling waters reminding me of long summer days lazing on Sheringham Beach, but the boyish excitement of seeing the lifeboat launch on a shout. The first indication of an emergency launch is always the crew cars swiftly moving along the prom. As pedestrians parted to allow access, a man in a high vis cleared the ramp, which punches into the water. Despite someone potentially being in peril at sea, or the potential severity of the emergency unfolding, I found myself thrilled and excited by the drama unfolding in front of me. I was not alone. A small crowd, cameras poised, had amassed around the slipway. The splendid boat emerged, more cars whizzed down the prom. Lifeboat men and women decked in orange dry suits jumping onto the vessel as her engines roared. Fixated, the tourists' cameras flashed away as the wild speculation started as to what might be happening at sea. Drifting a few metres from the shore, I recollected how, as a young boy, I used to get very excited about the lifeboat being launched. The old Oakley-class Manchester Unity of Oddfellows was a large vessel and would heave its way through the surf before powering away. She was beautiful and a joy to watch. For those who wish to see this historic, romantic boat, she's on show in the Sheringham Museum. Remembering the slower launch of old makes me grateful for the swift, sleek and utterly modern new RNLI craft. The town own the boat. This perception of ownership is vitally important. We're proud of our lifeboat and her crew. It's been ever thus. Traditionally, when the Coast Guard called the boat into action, a maroon or two was fired into the air to alert the crew. Men would scarper from across the town, running or biking to the boat shed. The maroons were still used until recently, albeit in a quieter form, as a signal to local shipping and the local community that a lifeboat was launching on service and a backup to the pager system. The whoosh and boom of a soaring maroon has been a timeless signal of lifeboat launches. The thundering explosion over the town, reverberating off buildings, added to the sense of occasion of a boat launch. The dull thud of the flare in the sky heralds the valiant crew setting off on another life-saving mission. I loved the maroons and was disappointed when they disappeared. They generated terrific public interest and support for the RNLI, and the public have complained profusely around the country since they have been withdrawn. Regardless of how the boat is called into action, we continue to be proud of all our crews. They are an asset to our towns and villages, and as a regular user of our coast, I'm extremely grateful for their professionalism and dedication.